about a month ago, I was with Sam and the other brothers, and we were praying the rosary. And when it was Sam's turn to say the third joyful mystery, he said, the third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord, poor in Bethlehem, and we meditate on the virtue of poverty. I was actually taken a little bit by surprise because I'm not used to saying, like, usually we just say, like, the birth of Jesus and, like, maybe in Bethlehem, but we usually don't, like, introduce an extra, like, virtue. But it was for me, I was like, hey, well, that's interesting. And I remembered how Louis de Montfort in Secret of the Rosary talks a lot about virtues in the rosary. It's interesting the second time I read, I think it's like the only book it's one of the first books I've read a second time on my own. Shame on me. I remember when Father Raphael said that he had read The Secret Story of a Soul 6 times, and I've read it once. And it's a good examination of conscience. Like, good books deserves to be read more than once. But in that book, the second time I read it, one of the things I was doing is that as I was reading, I would underline each time the word virtue came up. It's like, and it would be like reading, and then you're like, ding, virtue, and it would come up again. And it came up 18 times, and it's one of the words that comes up a lot. And it's actually really interesting because a lot of times we think that to have like the fortitude, to have strength, to have virtue, we think it's often a lot about just doing actions, like repeating actions, but it also has a huge amount to do with how we pray the rosary. Because we forget that when we're praying the rosary, not only is it a time to think about it and like, ooh, that's a pretty scene, or like, ooh, that baby Jesus is really cute, or ooh, those nails are there because of my sins. But it's also supposed to be a moment when we look at Jesus, poor in Bethlehem, and say, wait a second, this God chose poverty. He could have been born anywhere, and he chose to be born not only in this time period, which didn't have the luxuries that I have today, but he chose to be born in the poorest area of that time period. He chose to be born in a cave at a moment when they were outside of their own city. So he chose that. And it makes, when you're praying it, not only do you realize, you say, look, Jesus is living like that, that's his virtue, look at that great act of poverty, but you also think to yourself, I don't have that virtue. So you start like asking Our Lady, look, Mama, help me. I remember once we had a priest who was like translating one of the Psalms. It was one of those complicated Psalms where it was like, oh Lord, come to my aid, Lord, come quickly, etc. And I remember the priest just translating said, in summary, this was Father Bob, he said, in summary, the whole sense of the Psalm is, help me. So we also, when we're praying the rosary, we can think about those mysteries, look at the virtues that are in them, and ask the Lord for his help. That's precisely how Jesus, when he was in Bethlehem, when he was in the temple, he was more, it is, soy más sagaz que los ancianos, porque medito tus preceptos. He said how he was wiser than his teachers, more, even wiser than Solomon, precisely because he was meditating on the Lord's will. He was studying virtue. He himself was virtue, obviously, so we didn't really need to study in the same way. But it's true for us that if we want to be wise, if we want to be virtuous, if we want to have the faith of a pillar, like we're celebrating today, Our Lady of the Pillar, we have to beg our Lord and pray the rosary well.